For KUNR Public Radio, I'm Stephanie Serrano. The University of Nevada, Reno has seen a recent rash of hate messages on campus, and now some in the community are working to hold the administration accountable. Lidia Huerta is a professor at UNR in the Race, Gender, and Identity Department. She was born in the U.S., grew up in Mexico, and moved back to the States at the age of 15. I sat down with Huerta to talk about her experience during this tense time on campus. You're the results of a university initiative to hire more Latinx professors. What was that process like?
In the job description, it said they were seeking specifically Latinx communication scholars. And that kind of language kind of indicates that they're trying to diversify their faculty pool. And in fact, when we got hired and we had to go to the trainings, and when you looked around the room, there was definitely a couple of us that were different from what the regular UNR faculty may demographically represent. It's interesting because I would like us to see that representation more visually on campus. Like, I think it's important for students to see people like them in the classroom as well, right? Who they can relate to and who they can talk to, which is not to say that we need to dismiss white faculty, because that's not what I'm saying. I think it's important for us to acknowledge people's expertise and so forth. But I do think representation matters. And I think that changing the structures that keep people like me out of academia is important.
It's your second year at the university. Did you expect to see these sort of hateful messages on campus?
It was really interesting because when I actually applied for this job, the Charlottesville riots had just happened. And when I searched UNR, the first thing that came up was the face of this individual who attended UNR, who went to the Charlottesville riots, who was like the poster child for the rally. And I was kind of like, oh, okay, this is this kind of school. All right. And I was kind of nervous, actually. But by the same token, while I was cautious, I was also kind of hopeful, because that meant that perhaps UNR was really invested and committed into changing the culture on campus, and also in trying to figure out how to be more inclusive.
UNR and many other universities are dealing with a rash of white supremacy propaganda. How does that feel as both a faculty member and as a person of color?
It definitely feels concerning on the one hand, because, you know, I asked myself after the El Paso shooting, for example, where they targeted Latinos, and it was a hate manifesto. I was expecting the university to send out a communique saying, you know, we support Latino and Latinx faculty on campus and you have a place here, or something to that effect. And when that didn't come, I was like, oh, okay, so I guess maybe not. Maybe this is not the kind of place that I thought it was going to be. And then I started thinking more about it, and I realized, like, you know, systems work very slowly sometimes to change and to do. I think that, you know, it's important to take a position as to how much hate can we actually endorse, right? Because when we have someone coming to campus who is a speaker for a very specific kind of hate group, do we want that kind of person being on campus spewing hate? I think dialogue is important. I think different perspectives are important. However, when that is done to oppress other people and to rally up identitary group dynamics so that specific group can continue to exclude and oppress other people, then we have to actually ask ourselves, what are we actually doing with education? Because if we don't do that, our institutions are not going to change, and we're just going to be reproducing the same colonial sort of discourse of, well, you have to assimilate and you have to do things our way, because if you don't, then your diversity doesn't matter, right?
So what do you wish, you know, the university would do? Or what do you think could be a concrete movement?
This is a tricky question. I think the university needs to evaluate its structure system and the practices and norms that promote attitudes of hate. So with that being said, we need to look at how your protocols work so that, you know, there's that balance between being student-centered and actually protecting the faculty is actually there, especially for people of color and faculty members for people of color.
That was UNR faculty member Lidia Huerta. For KUNR News, I'm Stephanie Serrano.